You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. I usually don't report a lot of science news, but this is cool. Japanese scientists have filmed a huge, gigantic squid. I think this is supposed to be one of the biggest squids ever seen. I guess Japan's National Science Museum succeeded in filming the deep sea creature at a depth of more than half a kilometer, which is basically a third of a mile, after teaming up with Japanese public broadcaster NHK and the U.S. Discovery Channel. I mean, I think this is like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea type huge type of squid. Was it a squid or an octopus? I think it was a squid back then. It's been a long time since I've remembered. I just remember the big eye. I think squids have the largest eyes in the animal kingdom. I need to find out. Anyway, they say the creature is thought to be the genesis of the Nordic legend of Kraken, a sea monster believed to attack ships and waters off of Scandinavia over the last millennium and on Pirates of the Caribbean. Was it the Kraken? Yeah, the Kraken. Oh, Kraken was also Clash of the Titans, too. Yeah, release the Kraken. Modern-day scientists on their own Moby Dick-style research says they use a submersible to descend to the dark and cold depths where they were able to film. They didn't go down there. They couldn't scuba dive that low. So what they did is they sent a camera down low in one of their little, I don't know, camera subs, kind of like what they did with the Titanic, to be able to film them. And I guess after about 100 missions, during which they spent 400, oh, they were even in the submarine, the three-man crew tracked the creature from a spot 15 kilometers east of Chichi Island in the northern Pacific. This thing is gorgeous. I mean, for a squid. Do you guys kind of know the anatomy of a squid? Okay, this comes from phys.org. Basically, it has the mantle, which is kind of the top of it, the cone head. Remember from Saturday Night Live, the cone heads? Okay, that has all the organs, right? Then it's got this funnel that creates some, you know, like a jet propulsion, okay, and they could squirt. I'm not sure where the ink comes out of. Then, yes, squids do have the largest eyes in the animal kingdom. They could be up to 25 centimeters. Those are some big eyes. Then I guess it kind of has like a beak at the mouth part, right, which is where the mouth is. And then it's got the eight arms. And then it has two very long tentacles. Okay, I guess the tentacles would be where the testicles would be, but they're called tentacles. And they have hundreds of, like, suckers on them. Pretty cool stuff. So when you guys see the sucking stuff, it's not on the legs, it's on the tentacles, I believe. Again, I never dissected a squid, but giant squids could be almost in size. I mean, giant squids are closer in size to a sperm whale than a human. In fact, if you put a human up next to a squid, if you put a human next up to a sperm whale, it's probably would equate to the size of a sperm whale's sperm. I mean, that's how tiny we are compared. Well, okay, maybe not a sperm, but, you know, okay. Maybe a sperm's testicle. Why are we coming up with testicle? Anyway, the NHK, which is their public broadcasting system, showed footage of the silver-colored creature had huge black eyes, and it swam against the current holding a bait squid in its arms. Not sure what he was baiting. Maybe he was baiting the film crew. Anyway, this is cool stuff. So Discovery Channel and NHK are going to make documentaries later this month that we'll be able to watch. You know, it's interesting because I think that's how they make a lot of TV shows, right? Okay, you know, somebody filmed a squid, and they're like, well, we got to make a show out of it. Okay, so what should we do? Well, let's talk about its tentacles, right? Let's talk about his big eyes. That's what you do. I mean, you get some footage, and then you can make a show around the footage. And I bet it's going to be a pretty darn good show. These guys know what they're doing on Discovery. All right, so big giant squid. I'll try to post this on my Facebook or on my Twitter feed so you guys could see this. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have Larry, the projectile vomiting robot. I wanted to talk about this last week. Apparently a British team, in order to figure out how people vomit or why people vomit with infections, decided to make a vomiting robot. Oh, that should have been fun. I guess he is primed with the fluorescent vomiting substitute, so it's not real vomiting. So researchers can distinguish even small splashes. Apparently, the reason why the British team looked at this is because a million people in Britain suffer from norovirus. They have actually suffered from norovirus this year. So they're trying to figure out what could be, instigating some of the transmission, what people are actually throwing up, etc. So Larry is a humanoid vomiting system. I mean, if you want to get your spoiled kid something for Christmas next year, I mean, a vomiting robot, they're going to really dig. And apparently, this robot has been puking continuously for weeks at the Health and Safety Laboratory in Derbyshire, so scientists could see how far his splashes of sick fly. Researcher Catherine Mackison says the robot's predictions are easy to spot because they are primed with this fluorescent substitute. I can't look at it. I'm going to vomit. I can't. Oh, my God. I can't. I'm sorry. Oh, boy, that just made me sick. Okay. Oh, I can't look at this. Oh, my gosh. How do I do this without the pictures? I'm getting sick. All right. You guys are going to have to read it on your own. Okay. Let's skip down to the reason why norovirus. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I never almost upchucked on air before. Oh, that's horrible. Whew. Oh, I'm going to need some ginger now. Oh, you know what? Tighten your bra. Tightening your bra helps nausea. Oh, all right. Well, unfortunately with me and bras, I'm always overfloweth-ing as it is. All right, tighten the bra. All right, they say what makes the norovirus such a formidable enemy is its ability to evade death from cleaning and to survive long periods outside the human host. Apparently, it could remain alive for 12 hours on hard surfaces and up to 12 days on contaminated fabrics like carpets and upholstery. In water, it could even last for years. This is why norovirus is such a big pathogen on cruise ships and why cruise ships have to disinfect and clean so thoroughly. But even if you clean, it could still sit around. I mean, this sucker is smart. I guess during the 2 weeks up to December 23rd, there were 70 hospital outbreaks of norovirus, and that was just in Britain. And then there was a cruise ship that sailed between New York and Southampton. 200 people on board got norovirus. So it's a pretty nasty bug. I just can't look at this robot anymore. I'm sorry. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget, we are still booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaska Cruise. It is going to be a phenomenal trip at the end of January. So please, please make sure you go to my website at drdahlia.com to take a look at the information and send your contact information through so we could try to get you all booked and set up. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. At the bottom of the hour, we have Pete Newman, CPA taxman. He is known as a taxman because he has his own radio program, and having him kind of hash out some of the taxes and deductions that were within the fiscal cliff legislation, the Obamacare legislation, that the liberal media didn't really disclose. So that's going to be extremely informative. So don't go away at the bottom of the hour. Now, some of you may actually want to ask for a raise for your health. Now, a study has come out saying low wages are linked to high blood pressure. I know some of you are like, well, duh. I'm like, I know, but, you know, where there's a will, there's a study. So apparently they say there's a connection, especially in women between age 25 to 44, where lower wages increase your blood pressure. But if you double the wages of these groups, oh, I would have volunteered for that study. Yeah, please double my salary. Oh, that'd be wonderful. Doubling the wages of these groups could reduce the risk of high blood pressure by 35% in women and 30% in young workers. The University of California report is believed to be the first to isolate the role of wages in high blood pressure. The team looked at 5,600 householders and their spouses three times for 3 years. Then they compared wages to high blood pressure and found doubling the wage was associated with a 16% decrease in the risk of hypertension diagnosis. Wages are a part, they say, of the employment environment that can easily be changed. Easily be changed is going to Professor J. Paul Lee. Well, I mean, keep in mind, California spends a lot, so they probably think it's a lot easier. They say policymakers can raise the minimum wage, which tends to increase wages overall and could have significant public health benefits. Aren't we going broke? How can you, that'd be cool. I would love for all of us to make more. I think that's wonderful. But probably what would happen is the prices of everything would go up. He said the results were surprising because high blood pressure is more commonly linked to older people and men. But to see this happen with women and younger employees was pretty cool. Now, we've talked about high blood pressure. We've talked about how high blood pressure puts you at risk for stroke, heart disease. So, I mean, you know, you could print the article talking about blood pressure and I guess ask your boss to give you a raise. Maybe that'll help lower your health insurance costs. But I got to tell you something. It's interesting. Anytime one of my patients got promoted, and I'm saying anytime, when they would come back in and I would ask them about the promotion, they never seemed to be as happy a few weeks into it as they were before they got the promotion. Now, again, I don't know if it's because some of the management jobs in Vegas are very stressful. I mean, I don't know if that would comparable to anywhere else in the United States. But, you know, sometimes with promotion comes a lot more responsibility, a lot more stress. And I can't tell you how many of my patients who have been promoted in their various jobs said things would have been nicer if they never were promoted. That's interesting stuff. I mean, I remember when I was waiting tables, one of the waitresses, food servers, was vying for the management job that was going to open up. And, you know, I talked to one of the other, you know, waitresses going, I don't know, because I like getting my tips. The managers don't get tips. I could get tips. I feel like I have a little bit more control. True, your minimum wage was, I think you made like a dollar. I mean, I don't know how they did it, but you're making like a buck or two an hour. You really weren't making minimum wage because you lived on your tips. I don't know how legally they could do that, but I think that's what was happening at the time. You know, we were kind of looking at this waitress. Why would she try to be a manager of a restaurant? More stress, more paperwork, and you make less money. But some people, they like the title. It could look good on a resume. I mean, I get that. You know, I mean, I'm in medical school, and I'm waiting tables, realizing waiting the tables would be better money in the long run and probably less stress. And that's what I could see just in the restaurant field. But it's interesting to see that blood pressure, especially in women and younger people, was fluctuating. Now, there's a report here from CareerCast on the 10 least stressful jobs in 2013. The least stressful jobs. And I guess number one was university professor. They say university professors apparently, you know, is less stressful because they have students and the students pick the classes. So students usually want to be there. They have an opportunity to earn tenure. Their median salary is 62 grand a year. Job outlook, 17 grand. And then I guess there was a stress score that they had, which apparently was one of the lowest. Seamstresses came next. All right. Apparently they have to show a great attention to detail, but seamstresses and tailors apparently is the least stressful job. I don't see how you're around so many needles. Right. Apparently, they say the mean salary of a seamstress or tailor is about $25,000 a year. They say another least stressful job is a medical records technician. They work in the office side of hospitals, doctors, dental practices, make about $32,000 a year. I don't know. I mean, when we can't find a chart, right, or something gets misfiled, I mean, that's stressful. Not to mention EMR. Who knows? They say jeweler. Being a jeweler is a very low stressful job. All right. Many of them have their own outlets. They can buy and sell precious metals for a profit. Median salary is about $35,000, 170 for that. Now, a medical lab technician, somebody that works in the labs, again, low stress. I could get that because you could have music in the background. You could sing. You could, you know, work on your abs. $46,680 a year is what they average. So for those of you looking for, I guess, a not-so-stressful job, audiologist. I guess these are the people that test hearing. Right? Remember we had to stick our hands up, right? Go at this ear versus the other ear. Apparently audiology, because of the baby boomers, huge opportunity for careers because we just don't have enough of them. And I guess work environment is pleasant. You know, you could probably curse under your breath about how much you dislike your job and your patients don't really hear. So median salary, $66,000. 660. Dietitians, I guess, very low stress job. This is according to this article. I mean, I would think that'd be stressful because you're trying to tell people to eat the fruits and vegetables and they start to throw things at you. Median salary for dietitians, $53,250. Hairstylist. They say hairstylist is one of the least stressful jobs of 2013. Apparently because they interact with their customers, customers become friends. Salary is kind of low. All right, because they got to, you know, they have to hope that people are tipping. And, you know, if you have a no-show, that could ruin your day. $22,500. I don't know. Here's my thing. I mean, when I go and get my hair done, my, hairstylist, I mean, he has to listen to all my crap for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And what if he doesn't want to listen to it? Well, you know, my show's ratings and, you know, what if he doesn't want to listen to that? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Another least stressful job, librarian. They say peaceful atmosphere and unlimited access to literature makes librarian a welcoming career option for the bookish. I would find the library the most stressful place to work, even more than ER, because you have to be quiet. I mean, how the hell do you go through a 10 to 12 hour shift? Well, probably librarians only have to work 8 hour days. How do you get through that with somebody next to you going, shh, shh, shh? Median salary of a librarian, $54,500. A drill press operator. They say drill press operator, they do work with heavy machinery, but there's little danger. And they could work at their own pace. They could probably, I guess, you know, sing to themselves and daydream. I don't know. I mean, be careful, though. Median salary, $31,900. Radio host, very stressful. Very stressful. All these little buttons to push. Never know if you're going to get fired. Can't cuss. And Lord knows y'all don't like my singing. I mean, wow. If I decide to sing at work, you guys all have to suffer with that. All right, when we come back from break, Pete Newman, CPA, better known as the Tax Man, who has his own show on KMBZ in Kansas City, Missouri. He broadcasts 1 to 3 o'clock Central Time on Saturdays. Going to kind of hash out what's kind of hidden in the fiscal cliff legislation that just passed, as well as some of the Obamacare legislation. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Now, obviously, I'm a lover and not an economist. And so, you know, as I'm trying to look at this Forbes article on some of the ins and outs of the fiscal cliff legislation, I'm reading something that says here, extension of reduction in S-corporation recognition period for built-in gains tax, paragraph of section 1374D is amended by inserting after subparagraph. Okay, that's even more boring than what I read to you on hereditary hemochromatosis heterozygous genes. So I needed some help. So what we've done is we've recruited the tax man. This is Pete Newman, CPA, who also is radio folk. And he has a show on KMBZ in Kansas City, Missouri, Saturdays, 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time. How are you doing, Pete?
Excellent, excellent. Really well, but not so well after this bill that we had, the stupidity that came out of Congress again.
Oh, well, very stupid. But first thing thing, though, Pete, many of us, I think, are scratching our heads. No offense to every other CPA out there, but most CPAs are kind of boring. How are you so unique? I mean, how did you become a CPA and also, I mean, radio personality? That's the most, I've never seen anybody with such a personality like yours.
Well, what I decided to do about, actually 28 years ago, believe it or not, I was driving by one of the local stations here in Kansas City, and we'd had one of the major bells, and I thought, well, I'll pop my head in there and see whether or not they'd have a desire to talk about it. They said yes, and the bottom line, that's what got the ball rolling, and ever since we've been talking about, actually we don't just talk about taxes, we do financial planning as well, but in an era like we have now, where, by the way, you won't believe this, this is our 100th anniversary of the most stupid thing that has ever happened in America.
No.
And that's these ongoing changes that causes nothing but confusion. You know, when this particular bill was enacted, you know, what we were looking for, we did not have a income problem. We had a paying problem. We were spending way too much, and this bill didn't even so much as to address that at all. In fact, it sequestered it and caused another 2-month delay. This bill, in my opinion, is worthless as far as really addressing the issues that we have in America today. And those issues are just like every, you know, just like you and I as a family. We can't borrow and borrow and borrow and expect to survive, and that's exactly what's going to happen to America, in my opinion. These cliffs that we're having, we're going to finally come to a place, Dahlia, where we are going to fall off that cliff at the rate we're incurring debt. We have $16 trillion debt. We have another $122 trillion in unfunded debt. We are digging our graves at a faster rate than we can possibly survive.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously, none of these people know how to add because they think taxing the quote-unquote rich, who we're having less and less of every day, is going to be, what was the ratio? $41 of spending to every $1 being brought in.
No, you're absolutely right. And so that means out of
it's like a out picture of the with a hole in it.
Well, yeah, it's a huge, huge problem. As you say, right now, every day, the government is spending $5 billion more than they're bringing in. And out of that, as you've indicated, 40 to 41% of that is borrowed money.
Mm-hmm.
And this can't work. This is so ridiculously stupid. And, you know, we have this ongoing problem, and unfortunately, I have to blame it, and I hate to do this, but Mr. Obama believes in redistributing wealth. In other words, what he thinks is the right thing to do is take the money from those who are working, trying to create jobs, bring wealth to America. Remember, the capitalist system is looked at and admired all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
What we're coming to right now, Dahlia, in reality is we are coming to an almost communist system, if you will.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Where and you know, we already know that that doesn't work, but we're digging, as I say, our own graves by doing what we're doing. And this tax bill, I mean, it taxes the wealthy, but only those that have taxable income of more than $450,000 on a joint return or $400,000 on a single taxpayer. And that means, Dahlia, for example, we could be making $600,000 and our deductions could be $150,000 and we still are going to be below that 39.6, although it does phase out, which is the old word, some exemptions and some deductions, but does not eliminate them. I've heard people saying, well, gee, we're not going to have any deduction for interest anymore. We're not going to have any deduction for they're still in the law. That hasn't changed at all. It's just that for those wealthy, there's going to be a phase out.
Mm-hmm. For those who join us, this is Pete Newman, CPA, and also known as the tax man on KMBZ in Kansas City, Missouri. Now, Pete, okay, for those of us that don't make $400,000, $450,000, we're kind of wiping the sweat off our brow. We're still, though, getting taxed. What are, we obviously lost the payroll tax holiday, so most of our paycheck shrunk January 2nd. What else, how else did this affect us middle class?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, everybody's going to have some increase. There's no question about that. Actually, this bill actually did some good things for those that are not wealthy. It's actually reinstated some deductions that originally were supposed to go out. In other words, this year, for example, we're going to still have an energy credit. For example, Dahlia, if you had done some air conditioning work on your house last year or you put in a new heating system, a furnace, you're going to actually be able to deduct that. It wasn't scheduled to be that way, so we've had some retro collect the benefits that this tax bill has actually done.
We put in a bar with a keg.
Hey, listen, I don't care about that. That's internal energy credit, and Obama doesn't give us anything for that.
Oh, darn. Okay.
Only if you're sleeping does he give you credit for it.
Or if you're illegal.
Okay, go ahead.
I interrupted you. So you said there's actually some things that will protect us in this legislation. What else?
Well, actually there is. There's some nice things that have been put into this that we weren't aware of. For example, for those individuals who are teachers and educators out there, we've had up through the year 2011 a $250 deduction toward adjusted gross for classroom expenses. That's been reinstated. And the other thing that's good, by the way, especially for you out there in the fun capital of the world out there in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the residential hasn't been doing all that good, although I think it maybe is improving a little, as I understand. Mm-hmm. But Dahlia, during the last 3 or 4 years, if you had a cancellation of debt, for example, a person owned a home worth $100 and he owed $150 and he got foreclosed on, that person created taxable income of $50,000. But there was a bill that was enacted and said, we're going to exempt that for the cancellation of indebtedness on a principal residence. That has been extended. So that means that you can still get rid of a home, have a lot of debt, and not create taxable income.
Okay, that's great, Pete, not to interrupt, but here I've been complaining about the fiscal cliff bill. If there's all these good things in it, why would then the general public be against it? I mean, did they put all these little sweetened things in there to sweeten the pie so the middle class wouldn't have a problem with the legislation?
Absolutely. Although I'll tell you another thing that was done not just for the middle class, but also done for the wealthy, believe it or not. Yes, there is something in that bill that was actually beneficial for those who are making a little more money and working harder to provide the jobs for Americans. This alternate minimum tax, which has been a highway robbery bill since 1969, it's a second way to tax. It was designed to tax the wealthy. Today, that alternate minimum tax, which creates a big, big problem for about 80 million Americans, has given us a little breathing room. They've increased the exclusion amount, mm-hmm. and therefore we will have a little bit of relief again. The real headache, and I really want to stress this, is mm-hmm. that Congress keeps playing around every year. They don't. If they just leave the tax law, in fact, I'd like to get rid of the tax laws altogether, to be honest with you.
I'm for a flat tax.
I'm actually for a consumption tax, but the bottom line is this thing drains so much money and time out of the American public. When you think of all the time that's wasted in keeping records and complying with the law and paying these stupid CPAs. Oops, gee, I didn't say that. But paying these CPAs this money to prepare the tax return, because there's no way an average American can do their own returns and do it right. You can try TurboTax. Unless you're great, you're going to make a mistake.
Pete, we're taking a hard break. Don't go away. I want to keep you on for the next segment. That's Pete Newman, Taxman. Don't go away. We'll be back in a few minutes. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Joining us is CPA Pete Newman, who also is good radio folk, and he has a phenomenal, very successful show for years at KMBZ in Kansas City, Missouri. Plays Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time. Pete, thanks for joining us today. Prior to the break, we were talking about, I guess, some of the aspects in the fiscal cliff legislation that helps middle class. What about Obamacare? What type of taxes were snuck up on us in the Obamacare legislation that we're going to see over the next few years?
Well, first of all, let's go back for just a minute, and that is, if you analyze it and you analyze it more than I do, this bill is going to be a killer for us as a country. In addition to what's taking place, it's going to do is increase our debt some more. And as you know, we actually took this particular bill to the Supreme Court because in there, as you well know, there's a penalty that's involved for individuals who don't carry some type of coverage, and it goes all the way from a low of $295 up to $795 in about 3 or 4 years. And this was referred to as a penalty, Dahlia, initially. It was taken to the Supreme Court, and of course, as always, Mr. Obama wins again. It is not a penalty. It's a tax.
Right. Well, the Chief Justice tweaked it to make it legal. This was unconstitutional, but he tweaked it. I didn't realize we were paying the Chief Justice to actually change the law to make it legal. I thought he just had to say legal or not and throw it out, but that's a whole other story for a different day.
Yeah, actually it is. Okay, but let's talk about what's happening this year for the first time. First of all, and this is the first bomb that's hit. There will be, number one, a 0.9% increase. It's called an additional Medicare tax for individuals who are making more than $200,000 in salary. So instead of the 1.45 Medicare, you're going to pay another 0.9%. And if you're joint, it's going to be $250,000 or more. So once you get over $250,000, you're going to pay an additional 0.9% in Medicare tax.
Okay.
Now that goes to the employee, not the employer, only the employee. Now the other bomb shelter in this is a 3.8% net investment tax on income. And I'm not talking about earned income. Dahlia, this does not pick up salary income or earned income. But here's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
If you have interest, dividends, capital gains, rents, royalties, all those types of what we refer to sometimes as non-working type income, and if your adjusted gross income exceeds $250,000 on a return, you will pay 3.8% net investment tax. Let's say, for example, you go out and you're lucky and you sell some stock, good stock on the market, and you make big money. You're going to pay, in addition to your regular tax, and the people in the higher brackets, which is now 39.6, as we talked about earlier, on income over 450, they're not only going to have 39.6, they're going to have another 0.9% on their salary. They're also going to have another 3.8% on their net investment income. By the time you're through, they could be looking at 43% to 44%. Taxes that they're paying.
In addition to the Obamacare penalty. These are just extra taxes in addition to that.
Well, actually, that this is what we're talking about here. And, of course, the other is just the, quote, penalty, which isn't going to be deductible because penalties aren't deductible, although they've now rephrased it into the form of a tax.
Right.
It's really interesting, and I got to throw these out. I know we don't have a three-hour. Don't we have a three-hour program today?
We do, but XM listens at an hour at a time. So we're going to be, I know. people want to hear about this big giant squid they found in Japan. So we got to get to the squid and its big long tentacles. That's always exciting. But go ahead,
Pete. I'll tell you who's really got the long tentacles is right there in D.C. They got the biggest tentacle. Ain't anybody even going to come close to the tentacles they've got.
I think they're tiny and limp.
I just got to give you some stats so you understand how bad this taxation system is.
Absolutely.
It takes $250 billion a year that we as Americans spend just to comply with it.
Right, exactly. That was my question. Did they, in any of this, whether it be the Obamacare legislation or the fiscal cliff legislation, sneak in an allowance for IRS to be paid more?
They are bringing on more and more individuals because, the law is so complicated. I always like to say, Dahlia, not even the Lord in his most infinite wisdom could come up with any tax laws that's more stupid, complicated, ridiculous than this infernal revenue code that we're dealing under. It is the highest of stupidity, bar absolutely none in the world. No place in this world is there a complicated system like ours. It takes us 9 million hours a year are wasted literally wasted in complying with this.
And that's what I like about you, Pete, because I know, you know, not only are you a broadcaster and radio host, but also you do have a CPA practice. And this is what I've been saying, with medicine and Obamacare. I would gladly, unselfishly give up the extra business that I could possibly gain as a doctor or you as a CPA.
Absolutely.
For something being done right by the government.
You know, you took it right out of my mouth, Dahlia. That's exact. I said that on. People always ask me, they call up the station, say, aren't you a CPA? Don't you specialize in taxes? And which is what we do, of course.
Right.
And I say yes, but I'm willing to give up all that revenue. I'd rather go back and do something realistic. You know, Dahlia, I was born overseas in Vienna, Austria, and I thank the Lord. I kiss the ground every day that I'm here in America. We live in the best place in the world.
Amen, brother.
But we are pulling ourselves to the ground unnecessarily, because we are not doing it the right way, and this will do us in my opinion. I hope I'm wrong. I'd love to get on the air. The Lord lets me live for another 30 years and say I was absolutely wrong, but I'll guarantee you that will never happen.
Now, Pete, we have a lot of people that listen to our show. We got our truck drivers, we got our teachers, we got our first responders, military. God bless everybody out there that's put in the blood, sweat, and tears to make this country great. What type of advice can you give us as the middle class? With the impending legislation, what should we be doing to not be screwed as much, if I could use that term?
Well, can I tell you? Yeah, and you said the term very appropriately. I probably would make it a little harsher.
Yeah.
I can do that on my program. You can't do that on yours.
No.
But I will tell you that the thing that we should be doing is just not me or you. This country as a whole needs to get out there and holler and scream. I always say on my program, don't just let me do it. You as Americans, we're willing to pay tax. I'm willing. We need to pay tax. But we need to do it in such a way that everybody understands, that everybody is on the same level. Nobody gets a bigger break than somebody else. We need to do it equitably. And the only way, and writing to your congressman is like, nothing, because most of them ain't going to respond anyway. We need to get hollers and scream. We need to form protests in every major city. That's been done before, by the way. And we as Americans should say, we are willing to pay the tax. I'm willing to pay that. But let's make this equitable. Let's make it fair. Let's not change it every week, every month, every year. Let's do this the right way. And
Amen.
We are not anywhere close to doing that.
Pete, you rock. We're coming up to the end of the show. For everybody listening, that was Pete Newman, CPA, also known as the Tax Man on KMBZ. Pete, how do people find you if they want to send you a note or question?
Either way, you can send me you can go either to taxmanpn@aol.com. Or you can go to taxmankc.com, taxman, that's an easy one to remember, kc.com, or on the internet, taxman@aol.com. I'd be glad to talk with you. If you have a question, all you got to do is call. As you know, Dahlia, I work 75 hours every week, 36 hours every day, but you know I have trouble with numbers.
Well, that's because 40 of those hours have to go to taxes. All right,
absolutely.
Pete, thank you so much. God bless you, and we'll have you back on the show a little bit later, probably next month, to go over deductions and what people should be talking to their accountant about. Sound good?
Hey, that sounds like a winner. We'll be glad to join you. Thanks for having me, Dahlia. Take care. Have a good continued program.
Thank you, Pete. All right, guys, don't go away. We got another hour coming up. Unless this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.